It's a Danish philosopher by the name of Søren Kierkegaard. And he once raised a question in one of his writings that's really kind of interesting when you think about it. He was wondering what would happen if there were no preachers. No preachers. He concluded the only thing remaining would be the lives of Christians. And he wondered, what kind of sermon would you be preaching? That's a sobering thought. Poet and songwriter expressed it this way. Said, you're preaching a gospel day by day by the things you do and the words you say. There may be many, maybe just few, but say, what's the gospel according to you? Many of our friends, many of our neighbors, many of our family members don't ever see a Bible. They don't pick them up. They don't read them. But they're watching us as we claim to be the children of God. So I'd like us tonight to think just a little bit about what they see when they see you. What would God have them to see when He has His children? First thing that came to my mind is calmness. The world many times seems to be coming apart at the seams. And we as Christians need to radiate calmness. There's a little poem that someone has written, don't have any idea. Said the robin to the sparrow, I would really like to know why these anxious human beings rush around and worry so. Said the sparrow to the robin, I think it must be that they have no heavenly Father such as cares for you and me. Interesting way of explaining that, isn't it? Do we live in fear? Do you live in fear? Do I live in fear? Are we constantly fretting, worrying, particularly over material things? I think God's saying, relax. Enjoy your Christian life. Because I'm going to tell you, people can tell whether we're contented or not. And we ought to portray a very calm manner. We need to realize in Philippians, the fourth chapter, starting with verse number 4, that we are to be very calm. Be anxious, it says, not. Be anxious, not. But we're to give everything to God in prayer. Are you preaching that sermon? I think every one of us can say, well, you know, you don't understand, Don, the stress that I'm under at the moment. Surely I've got a little more latitude. No. No. God still expects us to preach. Second characteristic is one of courtesy. Paul, writing to the Philippians, said, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. The King James says, let your forbearance be known unto all men. The Lord's at hand. Philippians 4, verses 4 and 5. Now, forbearance, American Standard, moderation in the King James, probably pretty obscure terms to us when we try to think about that. The ESV says reasonableness. Let your reasonableness be made known to all men. But I like what New King James has to say. And that is, let your gentleness be made known unto all men. Those are all good translations of that original language, but I think the word graciousness expresses it so much better. The idea of courtesy, the idea of graciousness, is sadly lacking in our society today. I know, and you probably do too, some folks that could be almost professional grumps just poised to tell off somebody all the time. The waitress, the bank clerk, the grocery clerk, just anybody that crosses them. They're ready to jump on them. Let your gentleness be made known to all men. And then he says, the Lord's at hand. The Lord is watching. He is there. He wants to see what sermon you're preaching. What sermon are you preaching? Third characteristic, I think, that Jesus would like to see in our lives as we preach our sermon by the way we live is one of compassion. You can see throughout the Gospels numbers of occasions where he saw crowds in distress and had compassion on them. He fed them, he healed them, he comforted them. The Greek word for compassion is a term with reference to our inner organs. Metaphorically, what it means is a deep inner feeling for somebody. Do you really care? When we see folks suffering, we should feel for them. And we should try to help them as we're capable. When we see the bereaved, do we feel that pain? As much as one can for another. We're told in Galatians, the 6th chapter, first 5 verses, that we are to bear one another's burdens. If we're spiritual, if we're the kind of people God wants us to be, if we're preaching the right kind of sermon, we're going to have that kind of compassion. But I'll tell you what, it seems to me like the world is just growing increasingly cold. And I'm not talking about global warming. I'm talking about global cooling. It's a dog-eat-dog environment so much of the time out there. I think that's the undergirding of all of that is the evolutionary philosophy of only the biggest, baddest, meanest get to the top and the rest lose out. Now, we can't help everybody. You know, I understand that. And I'm sure God does too. And we can't solve all the world's problems. But the Christian needs to show compassion in his daily life. Fourth characteristic is one of courage. President Kennedy wrote a book called Profiles in Courage. And when he applauds this quality of courage. Courage is a virtue. David once said in Psalm 56 in verse 3, when I am afraid, I put my trust in you. It's not wrong to be afraid. But what do you do when you're afraid? Do you cut and run? Do you give up? Or do you do as David did, put your trust in him? I think that's the noblest courage of all, what's derived from a faith in God. But we need to understand that courage, courageousness, is not pugnacious. We're not ready to fight every time the opportunity come up. It's not the disposition to be loudmouth and yell louder than the other guy does. It's not the disposition to run over others. It's a quiet confidence in doing what's right. That's what courage is. It's a quality that people admire, not which they're fearful. It's a quality they admire, not that they're intimidated by it. So we need to think about, what am I preaching? What have I preached this week? To my family, to my neighbors, to my friends, my co-workers. If I preached about calmness and courtesy and compassion and courage. Because folks are watching. They know you call yourself a Christian. And they're seeing your sermons every day. Every day. Make sure they're clear. Make sure they're meaningful for good. Every day. When folks observe your life as a truly Christian sermon, you know, they may just want to hear about what it is you have that they need. They may need that calmness and that courtesy and that courage. And they'll never know that it's there for them unless we show them by our Christian lives. How you been doing? What sermons have you preached this week? Have you been growling and fighting with everybody? Discourteous and afraid to stand up for what's right? Then you need to repent. You need to come and ask Jesus for the strength to do the things that are right, to preach the sermon that God wants us to preach. And we certainly stand ready to help by praying for you and praying with you. Give us that opportunity. Do it right now while we stand.